Anthony's Windows and Gutters.
Oh, hi, Anthony. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I got the message that you were thinking of opening another account for your roofing company.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're expanding your services, or have you always done roofing?
No, it's a separate company because in Illinois you have to have a roofing license, and I never went around and got my roofing license. So I've done little tiny small repairs and stuff like that in the future, but to get do actual roofing, you need a roofing license, and now I finally got my license, so that's why I'm starting a new company.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome. Okay, so the only thing I wanted to let you know is if we create a second Google listing for the roofing company, you can't use the same address as you have for Anthony's Widows and Gutters, or Windows and Gutters, because what it would do is show as a duplicate to Google, and it throws up a red flag, and then it hurts the rankings on both businesses. So for the phone number, we can get around it. We can put a call tracking number on there for you, so the roofing would have
a phone number. I actually have a separate phone number for already.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, because you need a different address and a different phone number. So do you have a different address, like a friend or a relative or something, that would let you use the address for verification?
Possibly. I mean, yes, I probably do, but I would have to figure out who I would use for that. What about doing one of those virtual addresses? Is that something I can do?
Great question. Google will reject what's called a PMB address, which is like a virtual, if it's like a mailboxes, et cetera, or UPS store. But they will approve it if it's a virtual office space. Sometimes people will rent a virtual office that actually has a brick and mortar location. You can do that. That would work. However, let me just see here. What some people do is, and sometimes Google will approve it this way, is if everything fails and you don't have another address you could use, there's a potential that you could probably do your same Gray Avenue address and then put, Suite A or Suite B or something, just so that it's a little bit different from the first address. Sometimes that will be a workaround too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, so that's also a possibility. What's the phone number that you have set up for Tough as Nails Roofing?
Hold on. I'll have to look. It is 630-290-1353.
Okay, 630-290-1353. Perfect. Okay. And then do you have anything set up for that business yet, like a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
No, I've purchased the domain, so I have the domain for the website, but I don't have a website. So I was kind of hoping, last time you guys built me just a regular basic website, and they're in a part of the service, so I figured I'd probably do that again.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely help you with that. What is the domain that you have?
It's toughasnailsroofing.com.
Oh, good. You were smart to grab it if it was available, since it matches your business name, so that's
exactly.
Really cool.
I actually bought it a year or two ago, just to make
sure. Wow, so you knew the name of your business even before you were ready to go full force at it, huh?
Yeah.
That's neat. Okay, so what you definitely would need is what's called our Platinum Package. It's the one that will take a new business, that obviously would have a weak internet presence and give you the most dominant internet presence locally. So it would be the same program that you initially had for Anthony's Windows and Gutters, where it's bundled together with the Facebook ads. The reason we recommend that, at least during the first couple of months, is to jumpstart your programming and get you results quicker, okay? Because for Google, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. If you recall, it's a process to get on the first page of Google and to start getting your phone ringing that way. However, if we bundle it with the Facebook ads, those Facebook ads, we get them up and running very quickly. We've said in as little as 2 weeks. Sometimes people get them up in 3 or 4 days on a special request. So that way, like I said, you're jump-starting your results and you're getting some traction a little bit quicker. So I can definitely get the approval to get the website included in that for you. So everything, typically that platinum package, it would sell at $299 monthly. I can give it to you at your original rate you had for the other business. So you could do it for $249 month to month. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $348. Okay. Now, you have the credentials to the domain so that we could build the site on it, right?
Wait, say that again?
Do you have the credentials to your domain so we can build the site on it?
I would assume so. I bought it through GoDaddy, so, you know, I just have it, like, sitting there.
Yeah, it would probably just be whatever username and password you use for GoDaddy. You would give that to our technicians, and then we could put the site on your domain. And then other than that, do you have anything else content-wise for the site yet, like a logo or pictures or anything? Because if not, we would just initially use stock photos. And then once, you know, your business takes off the ground, if you wanted to add some, you know, actual content, you could send it to us when you get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do have a logo already.
Nice.
I don't really have much for branding or anything, but I do have a logo. One thing I was going to ask when you said that the packages, you said it was $250 a month. Is that mm-hmm. with the included Facebook ads as well? Because I
yes.
only pay $150 a month now for
yes.
my existing business, but I don't have any Facebook ads.
Exactly. So this includes the Facebook ads. So each month when you pay us $249, we take $100 off the top and we send it to Facebook to run those ads for you. And the benefit of the ads is twofold. Not only that they get up and running very quickly, but secondly, it's super cool how they work. You know how when you search for anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to get you results, you know, not only quicker, but also through the social media platform as well. And then, do you access your dashboard a lot through the Anthony's Windows and Gutters? Have you been on your dashboard?
Not often. I have a couple times, not very often though.
Okay. So you're a little bit familiar. You can see on there how, you know, which clients you're getting from Google, which ones you're getting from Facebook. You can see the keywords they're typing in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which areas they're coming from. So, yeah, I mean, and I'm sure that you wanted to get started on it right away, right?
Yeah, well, not right away, because I'm still in the process of getting all my paperwork through the state finalized, so I can't technically do anything yet, but I'm hoping within the next month or so, roughly, however quickly the paperwork can process, I suppose, but pretty short order, though.
Okay, so first page placement takes 45 to 60 days, so I would think it's perfect timing to kind of get the ball rolling now, and the reason being is you don't have to be licensed to get on Google, obviously. You have a requirement in the state of Illinois to have a license before you start,
yeah.
you know, promoting your business, but the nice thing about it is by the time you get your license, it would be right around the timeline where you're starting to get verified, and that way we can publish it and you're still, you know, legal. You know what I mean? Rather than waiting until you get the license and then you have to wait another 45 to 60 days, that gets a little bit frustrating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. You know, I was just thinking about it as we were talking about it. How did it work, like, since you guys, like, for my existing company and for Anthony's Windows and Gutters now, you know, you guys built that website for me and,
mm-hmm.
Like, how, okay, let's say, like, hypothetically, I stopped using your guys' service. Do I have access to that, you know, website, or is that specifically your guys' because you built the type of thing, or how would that work, you know? Obviously, I've used you guys for a long time, but I'm just, like, thinking of that, you know, like, as I'm kind of talking right now.
Yeah, So you would have two options. You can cancel the program and keep the site and the content and just pay $49 monthly for the hosting and the maintenance of the site, or you can buy the domain. I think you already owned the domain when you brought us on board, right? Or when we brought you on board, or did we purchase
for the
it?
Original one? No, I don't believe so. I think you guys made that one up for me.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think so too. I was looking back at your notes from when you first signed up. So this looks like one. So if you wanted to buy the domain, it's a one-time buyout of $99, but that doesn't include the content. That would only be applicable if you wanted to take the site, the domain, and build a new one on it.
I got you. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. No worries. Not planning on it. I just thought it went through my head. So, okay.
Yeah. It's all nice to have the two options at least, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, then, so really the only thing I got to figure out is the address thing then. And otherwise, I'm pretty much good to go, I would assume then, right? That's the kind of thing I got to figure out.
Exactly. And then what I could do is, you know, create the account for you and set an appointment for my technician to call you either later today or tomorrow. And then you can put the new address in at that time. What Google does for a home-based business, as you know, is they'll hide the address. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it being published if it's a friend or something or a relative that lets you use it. But worst case scenario, we would use the Gray Avenue address and just put like a suite 1 or suite 2 on there or something like that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And see if it could get verified that way.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. All right. Well, I hate to say I have to run in right now. I'm standing in a customer's driveway right now waiting on me. So I got to go do this job. Can you call me back either later today or tomorrow, like you said then?
Of course. Yeah, I'll call you. We're here until 6 o'clock Central. So you want me to call you maybe like around 4 or 5?
What time is it now? It's already 3:15 though.
That's right. You're 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, if you could call me between like 5:30 and 6 my time, that might work.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, I'll call you around 5:30-ish then, and we'll pick up where we left off, okay?
Okay, cool. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.